Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, some Mussorgsky, some Mozart, a little Prokofiev, and yes, some oboe music. We're going to begin by going back to the Baroque in the style of the Beatles. This selection comes from the talents of Peter Breiner. Now, Breiner began piano lessons at the age of 4. He went on to study at the Bratislava Conservatory and the Prague College of Music and Drama. He's since worked in music publishing, choral directing as a jazz pianist and conductor. You know, not a bad resume. We're going to hear him this morning joined by the members of his own chamber orchestra, and this is Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 1 in the style of Haydn.
Thank you.
What a happy way to start a Sunday morning. I'll tell you, I've got it blasting in the studio right now. We heard Peter Briner. He was joined by his chamber orchestra, also featuring Gerard Alexander on cello. That was the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 1. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of year which kids look forward to, and parents kind of have to steel themselves up for dealing with a major sugar rush. Of course, I'm speaking of Halloween. It's coming up this week. And so to put you in the mood, a masterpiece by Mussorgsky. Night at Bald Mountain originally was inspired by Russian literary works and legend, and made a witch's Sabbath the theme of his musical picture. It was completed back on the 23rd of June in 1867. Now, although Mussorgsky reworked the piece during his lifetime, it really only achieved fame and is still best known in Rimsky-Korsakov's edition of a fantasy for orchestra titled A Night on Bear Mountain, and that was done back in 1886, 5 years after Mussorgsky's death. Now, many listeners today, hopefully, will recognize this version of the work. There's lots of them going about, from Walt Disney's very famous picture, Fantasia. And it is this version that we're going to hear this morning. So without further ado, here is the incredible Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
haunting performance. That was Leopold Stokowski and the members of the Philadelphia Orchestra and Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain. And we're going to switch gears a little bit, and how about a little Mozart, just to liven it up a little bit. This is a selection for baritone from The Marriage of Figaro. Here is Gaétan Laperriere and La Symphonie de Trois-Rivières with Gilles Bellemare conducting. Ascendo il vallato cadea Perdimi, io voglio di tal modo punirvi A piacer mio la sentenza sarà che pretendente pagarla in qual maniera e poi Antonio che all'intonito Figaro ricusa di dare una nipote in matrimonio coltivando l'orgoglio di questo mentecatto Ciò fa un raggiro Il colpo è fatto Vedrò mentre io sospiro baritone Gaetan Lapierre, and that was just a little Mozart from The Marriage of Figaro. He was joined by the Symphonique de Trois-Rivières, with Gilles Bellemare conducting.
Hello. Join Sprocket and Starbs every Sunday at 6 p.m. for an hour jam-packed with hip-hop, funk, breaks, swing, and other alternative genres. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. but only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
And you are listening to CITR this Sunday morning here on 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time for regular listeners, the time of the morning where we celebrate the fabulous instrument called the oboe. Today, some music by C.P.E. Bach. Now, he was born the fifth child and second surviving son of Johann Sebastian Bach, of whom we all know, and Maria Barbara Bach. His second name was given to him in honor of his godfather. Get this, it was Georg Philipp Telemann, a friend of Emmanuel's father. What a nice lineage. He kind of wrote between the Baroque and classical style, and the concerto for oboe and orchestra that we're going to hear was arranged back in 1765 from a harpsichord concerto. This morning we only have time for two movements, but I've chosen a beautiful second movement and the third movement. Here they are from his concerto in B flat.
Thank you.
Oboist Yeno Yando and Joseph Kiss on piano. Those were the final two movements from CPE Bach's Concerto in B-flat for oboe and piano. And this is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on this morning with some music by Prokofiev. Now, it was 14 years after he had written his last symphony that he penned his Fifth Symphony. Just to set the tone a little bit, World War II was still underway during the symphony's gestation, and Prokofiev composed it in a very safe haven run by the Soviet Union. He said that he intended it to be, and I quote, "a hymn to free and happy man, to his mighty powers, his pure and noble spirit." He also added that "I cannot say that I deliberately chose this theme. It was born in me and clamored for expression. The music matured within me. It filled my soul." It is a very powerful work, and this morning a stunning performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Riccardo Muti conducting.
Thank you.
Wow, a powerful performance. The Allegro Moccato from Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5. And we heard the Philadelphia Orchestra, this time under the direction of Riccardo Muti. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I think we can squeeze in, if Worku is a, you know, is going to be nice to me this morning and let me play one more selection, because actually the Vancouver Opera opened its 2013-2014 season last night with Puccini's Tosca. So let's take a listen. Here's Monsieur Caballi. Does that not bring tears to your eyes? A beautiful performance by Mozart Caballi. That was music from Puccini's Tosca. And you can catch Tosca. It's on right now at the Vancouver Opera, part of their opening of their 2013-2014 season. They've got performances this week between Thursday and Sunday. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening to a fantastic show, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News, Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku, is coming up next until noon. I'm going to get you in the mood a little bit and leave you with the sounds of Zap Mama. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to it. Have a great week.
Mes amis, donc nous-mêmes tous ici, nous avons connu des difficultés, non? Donc nous-mêmes ici, nous voulons que les choses deviennent mieux, non?
Il n'y a qu'à penser, 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 il n'y a qu'à penser,
à Bruo,
il n'y a qu'à penser,
à Bruo.
You my friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's true, we have some worries.
Yes.
But you know, now it's time for change.
Yes.
And the only thing we got to do is we got to think positive.
Pula y ni va.